This etching depicts the artist's mother, Lucy Freud.
Freud's father, Ernst, the son of Sigmund Freud, had died in 1970. After Freud's father's death, his mother went into a deep depression. And Freud wanted to cheer her up and give her something to do. And so he would pick her up every morning from her house and take her for coffee and breakfast, and then take her to his studio and create different portraits of her. And this etching is, I think, especially remarkable because she's actually staring directly at the viewer. And that combined with the full frontal position of the head makes it a much more imposing, almost monumental image, despite its small size. Some contemporary photographs from the period show Lucy Freud to be still rather an attractive woman, and yet Freud's images of her suggest something disheveled and lost. It's as if he has penetrated to the loneliness of her being. But at the same time, there's a very touching and restrained sensitivity and tenderness towards her as a subject.
Nearby on this wall are other portraits of Lucy Freud in different mediums, etching, painting, and drawing. Freud created these etchings and several others for a major publication about his work that appeared in 1982. They were his first since 1948, when he had stopped making prints.
During those intervening decades, he concentrated his efforts on his painting and tried to work his way out of the very tightly controlled, finely detailed, usually very small paintings and drawings that he was making as a young artist. And so by 1982, when he starts etching again, his style has evolved. He's still depicting people, but in a much looser and more gestural way.
Since then, Freud has come to use both etchings and paintings as primary means of getting to know his subject. Though the etchings often relate to the paintings, they are made independently. In fact, they've almost completely replaced the role of drawings in his work.